Alaska tonight. Each and every show, we kick things off with our pals from Talk Radio News. As we know, the East Coast slammed with snow in many places. Schools are shut down, and the cities have come to a grinding halt. In some cases, not so much. How about this new mayor of New York? The kids have to go to school. That's why I'm glad I ended up growing up in New Jersey, because at the drop of a hat, they closed school. I loved it. Jeff Holtzman joins us now. And, Jeff, pretty much D.C., it's a no-go, right? A lot of people not going to work, and the government kind of shut down.
Yeah, it's we're in big time shutdown mode today, and it's not because of a government shutdown, but the weather. We got about anywhere from 8 to 16 inches of snow in the D.C. metro area overnight, and we're going to get more, you know, throughout the evening tonight. So, yeah, we're getting pretty hammered, hit pretty hard.
So do you, like, go into the garage and get your old flexible flyer and take your lovely bride out and go sledding?
After I hang up with you, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. This is a crazy story that broke that I'm sure there's going to be more discussion about. And there's always going to be discussion about Obamacare and what's on ice and what's happening and how many people are enrolling in the exchanges. You know that. But Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, apparently made, they say, at least a dozen trips to the White House before the rollout of the exchanges in October. And at least she was also part of 18 different events where they had some conversations, they believe, about it with calls and other things. So that's pretty interesting. I wonder what happened with the rollout, if there were more people that were delegated in between or something. But I don't know. I saw that headline and I thought, that's crazy. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I saw the report as well, and it looks like you're right. She made at least 18 appearances, either in person or on phone calls, and with the president between October 27th and October 6th of this past year. So October 27th, 2012, and October 6th, 2013, and seven instances in which the two were scheduled to discuss the new health care law. That's according to draft schedules that were that the Hill, I think, obtained through Freedom of Information Act request. She also had breakfast or lunch with Pete Rouse, who's considered one of Obama's closest advisors, at least three times. She also had scheduled calls or meetings with Valerie Jarrett, who's a top advisor to Obama, as well as White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough. And then she had met with or had calls with Chris Jennings, who was then a White House senior healthcare advisor, at least seven times during that roughly one-year-long period.
Yeah, wow, crazy. Well, there's more to come on that, I'm certain of it. The big story, though, emanating out of Washington, even before all the snow, is the fact that the Senate passed the debt limit and pretty much halted Cruz's attempt at a filibuster. What kind of blowback do you think there's going to be on this, maybe even for Mitch McConnell, who was key in pushing this through, getting enough Republican votes?
Well, I think that conservatives who are going to primary, you know, sort of the establishment Republican candidates like Mitch McConnell, they're going to have a lot of ammunition in their battle. I mean, they're going to say that, you know, the debt limit has now been increased a handful of times. In fact, the debt has gone up $2.7 trillion in the last two and a half years under all those debt limit deals that have been made. So conservatives, fiscal hawks, are going to really cry loudly about this. They're going to make a lot of noise. Ultimately, I don't know if it brings down a guy like Mitch McConnell or, you know, John Cornyn, but from Texas. But, I mean, they're going to have a lot of ammunition. Now, I can tell you that in the House, I think one of the ways that John Boehner was able to deliver this vote was to promise rank-and-file conservative members that if they just got through this vote, they wouldn't have to do any other tough votes for the rest of the year. Obviously, Republicans want to start hitting the campaign trail in an effort to win back the Senate this year. They want to make a big deal out of Obamacare, and they don't really want to be talking about, you know, government shutdowns and debt defaults when they could be focused on other issues.
Yeah. Another thing that happened, too, as we kind of kick things along, is the Obama hiked the minimum wage for federal employees and then chastised Congress, saying this could be for everybody and we really need this if Congress would just get on top of this, basically. I'm kind of manipulating the words, but he said it similar to that. So he's pressuring on the minimum wage thing, but I don't think that happens from everything that I've read. I mean, they were close in the votes. Do you think it becomes the 10-10 number goes across the board, not just for federal employees? Because where do you get the money?
No, Kate, I think you're absolutely right. I think that it's very far-fetched to think that the votes are there in Congress to raise the national minimum wage to $10.10. I mean, the president, under his executive power, can do so for federal employees and federal contractors. But even some constitutional advocates out there say, well, where does he get the authority to just pick an arbitrary number? I mean, why not raise the minimum wage for federal workers to $50 an hour? Why not raise it to $100 an hour? And I think the White House has said, well, you know, we think that 10-10 strikes a good balance between the need for lower skilled workers more money and the need for businesses to operate and, you know, keep up their bottom lines. But we'll see what happens next year when the order actually takes effect, because it doesn't apply to contracts until January 2015. Will there be fewer government contracts as a result of companies having to pay their employees more money? We'll see. The White House and Democrats say that in the meantime, all studies show that the minimum wage hike will benefit the economy. You'll have more people making more money. They'll be putting that money back into the economy. They'll be happier in their jobs. They'll be more productive and that sort of thing. So it's sort of abstract right now, but I think this time next year we'll get a good idea for how that executive order actually impacted the federal government and federal contracting.
Yeah. One last one, Jeff. Rand Paul, Senator Paul, files a lawsuit against Obama. He got some big headlines. I think more than anything, Obama and the NSA, I think this signals, hey, I'm in this game. I'm getting a lot of press, and 2016, count me in. What do you think?
Yeah, I think more than anything, it was something that Rand Paul can hang his hat on for a 2016 run. I think you're absolutely right, because in the end of the day, it's going to be really, really hard for him to win a class action lawsuit against the government. Essentially, what he has to do is prove damages on behalf of every single person who's covered under the class action suit, which ostensibly is every single person that that owns a cell phone in this country. You know, the complaint is that the federal government violated the Fourth Amendment rights of Americans, you know, by instructing the NSA or under Section 215 of the Patriot Act, which allows the NSA to solicit business records from big telecom companies like Verizon and AT&T, Sprint, Bell South, and others. But class action lawsuits against the government over these sort of issues are notoriously hard to win. I think that it's unlikely that this is going to advance, but there's another lawsuit out there, Kate. Remember back in December, a federal judge decided, or declared, I should say, that the 215 program was likely unconstitutional. This was a case involving a Verizon customer named Larry Klayman who sued the government. And that federal judge's ruling is, of course, on appeal, but or pending appeal, but I think ultimately will make it up to the Supreme Court. The government has basically been operating for the last 34 years on a 1970s-era Supreme Court ruling involving the, you know, warrantless surveillance of a person that lived in the state of Maryland. But since then, of course, the nature of telecommunications has changed completely. Everybody has a cell phone now, and not only do they just use their phones to make calls, but you're basically your whole life is in your cell phone if you have a smartphone. So the government can do a lot more than just track your calls if it really wants to. And I think eventually that lawsuit, the Verizon customer lawsuit, will make the Supreme Court. We'll see.
Yeah, good point. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News. Stay warm, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, Kate. See ya.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Elderly and our sick and shut-in neighbors, please help them if they need groceries, if they need their steps cleared or their sidewalk or something like that, or just check on them to make sure that they're doing okay. To the young people of Philadelphia, given that you have a day off, grab a shovel. There is much money to be made all across the city of Philadelphia that will help you with your college tuition or anything else that you might have going.
It's rain and snow in Philly. That was Mayor Nutter there talking about helping out because there is so much snow. Snowmageddon for real. It really is terrible all over the place. Just a winter wallop or wonderland, according to some. If you're a kid through a kid's eyes, I guess it's a wonderland because you're not going to school again, unless you live in New York and all those kids in New York are going to school. But otherwise, just absolutely unbelievable the amounts of snow that we're talking about. Up to 2 feet. 2 feet in some areas. So power outages, flights that have been canceled. Sadly, some people have lost their lives. So this is serious, serious stuff. That's why the mayor in Philly is saying, let's get this up. Anything you can do, let's get it up. Cop says it's like the North Pole. My cousins would attest to that. My family lives in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, just over the bridge from Philadelphia or Morristown or other places, other Jersey towns, and in Philly. I have friends in the Northeast. I have friends in other parts of the city, and they say it's just absolutely insane. I mean, insane. As of 9:30 in the evening, I got a text from Big Al who says, New York is smothered in the white stuff. 11 inches in Manhattan. 11 inches. How crazy. Think of the Super Bowl and the worries over what was going to happen if the Super Bowl collided with this snow that's been happening over the winter. And it's funny because East Rutherford, New Jersey, 14 inches. That's where the Super Bowl was. Oh, man. Massachusetts, they're talking 24 inches before it's all said and done. Welcome to winter. 6 more weeks of this stuff? Is that what it's going to take? Chris Christie, who's been buried in all kinds of controversies, trying to unbury his state from what's now happened. He says it's been a brutal winter. It's never gotten warmer. And the melting away of snow and ice isn't happening, because that's the other problem with all of this, when it hangs around. So sadly, 16 people so far, and it could be more, have died from the storm. 3 were in Maryland, guys in their 40s. They had cardiac arrest while they were shoveling snow, according to the county. The snow is the heavy, wet variety. So they were trying to shovel and had heart attacks. There were other things that happened. In New York, in Brooklyn, a 36-year-old pregnant woman sadly died after being hit by a small tractor clearing snow. Her nearly full-term baby was delivered by cesarean section. How bittersweet and sad and awful is that? But the baby's in critical condition. So, ice, snow, problems, cancellations. How many flights canceled? If you were thinking close to 7,000, ding, 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 that's it. 7,000 flights. People are pretty frustrated. If you just happen to schedule something where you're on the East Coast or you're flying back from somewhere, I mean, you get the drill here. It's very, very cold. And without power... In North and South Carolina, almost 700,000 people still without power. East Coast, the number's down. 75,000, give or take. 75,000. This is when you're glad you have a fireplace. So whether it's the Southeast or the Northeast, snow and dealing with ice and conditions and blackouts and traffic jams, that's what's happening. That's what's happening. It's just that bad out there. And as I'm on the air, I'm getting texts from people. I mean, just tons of them. Got one here from my pal Joe. He lives in Center City, Philadelphia. And he said, it's pure insanity, Miss Kate. You should be glad that you do not live in our fair city. It has been anything but fair. William Penn is depressed. And William Penn, of course, named Pennsylvania, named after William Penn. And he's the big statue you see when you fly in on the top of the building, one of the main buildings in Philadelphia. So, yeah, rough stuff. People sharing their winter stories. If you have a winter story, and I think many people are sharing them in the mailbag. We'll go to the mailbag later in this show in another hour. But if you want to share, you certainly can. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net, or give us a call. Here's the digits, 855-266-5283. I think the saddest story is the one I already told you about the pregnant woman who, unfortunately, they didn't see and hit and killed. And they deliver the baby cesarean section in critical condition. I double-checked on that. Still same condition. And that has got to be the worst thing of all. Calling that father to say, imagine that conversation, what happened? I mean, just awful. You had people in Raleigh just the other day who were walking, parking cars, ditching cars. So 2 weeks ago, we had this in Atlanta. The other day, we had it in Raleigh. I mean, what is next? Amtrak suspended lots of flights, lots of trains, not flights. They suspended lots of trains in the Northeast, the South, the Mid-Atlantic, because, you know, it's a nasty day. It was a nasty Thursday, and it's not going to be much better on Friday. So schedules are turned upside down. Now, we knew this. We knew it was coming. We talked about it. And, of course, with power, you just know there's that possibility. It's eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You have trees, you have lines, ice comes down, and then, boof, there goes the power. And it's, you think, wouldn't there be a better, isn't there a better way to do this? Isn't there a better way to get back on line with this power? But they can't. You got crews out that have to dig it out. And sometimes you see the power lines just drip. You know, they just crinkle in the middle. Unfortunately, I have seen that. And was lucky that my block wasn't hit by it the last time I dealt with ice. A mere 7 weeks ago. And I think that's part of the story here. I think the part of the story is the power, the power, the power. Benny says, as he chimes in, be glad when all this snow melts away in Georgia and Atlanta. Fox 5 News told of a house falling in because of the weight of the snow on its roof. That happens to people. I hadn't heard that story, but how about that? That happens. In fact, it can happen quite a bit. A lot of times it's the tree that's drooping that falls on the house, but certainly heavy snow can do that too. That's why on those flat roofs, people immediately are out taking brooms and doing anything they can to get the snow off the roof so that won't happen, for fear that that's going to happen. And then, of course, depending on the slantedness of the roof and gutters and all of that, then you have to deal with the water coming down if it eventually melts. So, there you go. Craziness. You know, and these are great places too, by the way. I love Atlanta. I spent a ton of time. I had family in Georgia. I spent tons of time in Georgia. I spent some time in Raleigh. And in my mind, I'm thinking of these beautiful areas and just these cool parks and places I've been. And I can only imagine what that's like for the people, putting myself in their shoes, walking away from a car. Thank goodness I have never, ever had to do that. Because that would be tough, man, where you're parking. So you got to be worried about your life, right? But you're just figuring I can't go anywhere, so I've got to leave the car, and I've got to just make for the road and hopefully get somewhere. And that's got to be tough. And there were a lot. I mean, we're not talking like a handful of people did this. Stay with us. Coming up next, Won't You Be My Valentine? It is Valentine's Day after all. Next on America Tonight.
Moving forwards, using all my breath. Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I know you belong to somebody new, but tonight you belong to me. Although we're apart, you're part of my heart, and tonight you belong to me.
What you are going to get your sweetie because you might be making cutouts. Because there's nothing left in the stores from what I understand. In honor of Valentine's Day, I decided that I would write a few Valentines. Try them out on you. You ready for this? Who do you think this one's going to be sent to? Times have gotten tough. I thought you loved me enough. Let it never be said that I left you for dead, but bring on the Dems. That'd be John Boehner. Roses are red, violets are blue. If I'm guilty, then so are you. So be careful what you do. That'd be Wildstein, the guy who got the job with the Port Authority, thanks to Chris Christie, who's saying Chris Christie knew what was happening with the lane closures. So we're going to mix in some Valentines throughout this show. And I'll invite you, if you want to share some of your snow stories and other things, you can certainly do that. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Bud, if my pal Nathan can help me there. And he's in New Jersey. Let's see if we can get him up. Bud.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
I'm good. How are you? What's going on with the snow? Give us a snow report.
Yeah. Well, I was up all night trying to keep up with it, shoveling the walks. I got my exercise. I got about 14 inches in front of my house.
Oh.
Okay, and even this morning, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, was back out there. Later, changed to rain. Now, as we speak, it's snowing again.
Oh.
Yes. And they expect 6 inches. This was the last report I got. And every store I know of around here is out of supplies. You name it, it's out. From rock salt to bread to eggs to milk to soda, to you name it, it's out. And Home Depot had a rush on snow shovels. It's a good thing I had six of them because this morning I broke two of them.
Oh, yeah, you were smart. You stocked up.
Yeah. You always carry a few extra tools with you.
Yep.
To breakage.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? I ran out of rock salt.
Oh, no.
Well,
no rock salt.
You know the table salt I mentioned last night?
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm using.
Oh, table salt. You know, so if you've got 14 inches, what does that look like? Is it up to your, you know, steps? Do you have steps at your house or your door?
I have an 8-inch riser on my step.
Oh, good.
So I went past the first one and like halfway up the second step on my porch.
Wow.
But the way the wind was kicking around, it blew off the steps but back down on the main sidewalk. Then when you walk out the yard, you have another sidewalk. Plus, I have a driveway. Plus, I did my neighbor's. So I did about 250 feet of shoveling.
Oh, wow. And you heard me. You might not have heard me say this, but there are people that are having heart attacks.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, my neighbor, the ambulance just picked her up. I found out why. Her heater broke, and it's cold in the house.
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
Man, is everybody, so Action News, which would be the ABC affiliate, one of the tops in the country, folks, are they all over this, and you've got reporters out in the snow and all that craziness?
I did see Channel 6 go by down Mark Pike into 130.
Wow.
I'm only a few blocks from 130. And I seen Channel 3 go by. So they're all over the place.
Wow.
You know? So
yeah,
this is
no
your
kidding.
Latest report now, what's happening. Now,
wow.
Next week, going to get another storm.
Oh, are you kidding me? I didn't even know that.
No. The way I've been hearing it, they're predicting sometime in the middle of the week, of next week, I think. I think maybe middle of the week or end of the week. I won't know until tomorrow.
Wow. Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy, Bud. I mean, people have to be, I'm sure, skipping work, staying in, right?
Yes. And these kids, I guarantee you, they're going to go all the way to the end of June, end of July with these school days.
Oh, yeah. I
because
can't imagine.
They already allow 4 or 5 snow days, and they already chewed up at least 4.
Wow. Oh, that'd be so tough. I mean, it's got to be tough for those families, though, in a way, too, because they must be getting cabin fever when you're that many days.
That's true. And when the parents can't go to work, they're stuck home. So now they're watching the kids. But if they have to work, like today, firemen or police or whatever, what happens to the kids? They got to find somebody to watch them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's rough. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, good luck with that. Keep us up to date on what's going on, all right, Bud?
Okay, I will.
Right, thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks. I'm glad that, see, Bud, now he displays what you need. He gets it. He's a former cop, right? He gets it. So he has tons of shovels because he knows that they can break off. He knows that they'll go down. And he's prepared for that. which is awesome, and it's vintage bud, not surprisingly. And this is what's happening to people, that exactly what he said. They don't have the supplies, so they go to the store, and they're desperate to get anything, and it's too late because they're not thinking in the, you know, they're just not thinking that they're going to, that they're going to have this kind of weather, that, yeah, there might be some snow, but it's not going to be, it's not going to be that bad, right? Although if you went to the Farmer's Almanac, then you would know that it was going to be that kind of winter, because the almanac predicted it. The almanac said that it was going to be a rough winter. There's going to be a lot of snow in some of those areas, but it's rough. You got Bud throwing his table salt all over the place, and you probably have a whole lot of other people that are doing the same thing. I mean, it's you got to do what you got to do, you know. And the worst part, you have to have, I think the thing you definitely have to have, you got a way to have to have a way to clear off that ice and all that stuff on your car. So if you don't have that, then you are so behind the eight ball, and I guarantee there is nothing to scrape it with. I mean, that's when you're using, and I've been guilty of this, stupidly. I thought when I, you know, I've lived all these different places in this great country, and I thought when I moved to Texas, what do I need a scraper for? And I got caught in a couple situations where there is nothing to use on this windshield when I park somewhere. And what am I going to do? I mean, where it's really stuck on, I just have to melt it off. And it was brutal trying to do whatever I could do so I could just get out of the parking lot. So I learned my lesson with that one. They're great stocking stuffers when people give you that kind of, you know, the scrapers and all the other things you need to deal with the winter weather. And if anybody in the Northeast or the Southeast or the Midwest gave those as presents this year, yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate present, right? Because can you ever have enough hats and scarves and gloves and, you know, all the other things? So in Washington, as you heard at the top with Jeff Holtzman, it's pretty much a shutdown. Everybody was taken off anyway with the transportation problems. There was nothing that was going to happen in this kind of weather. And you got a couple of weeks that are coming up off. You just had a break. The Democrats going on a little retreat, and who knows, that might have been even rearranged. Not sure. I wouldn't be surprised if it was anywhere near the Northeast that it would have to be rearranged, because they'd have trouble probably getting there. So this has definitely put a crimp in a lot of what's going on, a lot of what's happening, a lot of what's happening in the Capitol, a lot of what's happening in New York and that kind of thing. One thing it didn't put a crimp in, because, of course, there are warmer temperatures in Sochi, Russia, is the Olympics. We will definitely have an Olympic update coming up shortly around the bend here on America Tonight. I wonder how many people are watching the Olympics. I've actually tried to take my own little survey with some of you, and a lot of America Tonight listeners are kind of passive about the Olympics. You just want to know what happened. You want to know a couple of highlights and what's going on with the medal count. So it's that whole woohoo USA pride, but you're not loving the Olympics. You're not just totally glued to the Olympics. I watched a documentary. It was one of those short ESPN documentaries on Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan. And what was interesting is their Olympics was Lillehammer in 94. And, of course, Tonya Harding flamed out. There was something wrong with the lace on her skates and all of that. And then Nancy Kerrigan kind of got ripped off and didn't win gold. She won silver. But people were watching those Olympics. That put ice skating on the map. So some people are watching skating. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
You are so beautiful. To me, you are so beautiful.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? No, but every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. But then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and
tough to interrupt the great Elton John. That's one of the best ballads of all time. And it comes up in movies here and there. You'll see it pop up. And it's great. There was a movie with Kate Hudson that that song came up. And they were singing it. And they also did Tiny Dancer. They were singing it on a bus. I can't remember the name of that movie. It's going to bug me. Almost famous. And it was a great scene. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Coming up in a few moments, we'll give you an Olympic update. But before we do that, let's go to our pal Pete in Texas. Hey, Peter, how are you?
The wonderful Kate Delaney.
You got a frog in your voice.
yeah. It was a... blustery 70 degrees today.
Oh, how sad, huh?
Yeah, I suffered through.
Oh, the people in the Northeast and in the Southeast, they are cringing right now hearing you say that. It's unbelievable what's happening to them, and thank goodness we live in the great state of Texas.
Yeah, I'm looking at 80 degrees Saturday.
Oh, 80 degrees. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, 80 is good.
We got a point for you. Let's see. How's it go? Oh, yeah. To our lovely pole princess, roses are red, violets are blue. 9 out of 10 listeners distinctly agree with you.
That's great. I love it. Pete, very clever. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too. Thank you. That was great. I love that. 9 out of 10 listeners. Pete, I don't know about that statistic, though. We might have to check that statistic. You kind of bent it around like the DNC. However, I give you an A for the effort. Thank you very much. All right, time for that Olympic update. Norway, 13, Netherlands, 12, USA, 12, Russia with 11. One very cool note, because I am a hockey head. The U.S. men's hockey team, with a huge win over Slovakia in their opener, 7-1. So this isn't the meddling, but this is moving through to try to get to the medal, to end up 1, 2, or 3, but we want 1, right? So, nice opening for the men. They romped. Very, very impressive. They just killed them is what they did. Strange thing happened on the way to the podium for one figure skater who I have to say is an incredible skater. As much as I know about skating, you could put in a thimble, but watching this guy, I have to say, is very impressive. Yevgeny Plushenko, who now is retired. And what happened was he went to the warm-ups, and it looked like he was going to be okay. He was going to do his program. And, of course, the crowd goes wild for him, and he is an incredible athlete, an incredible skater. 31 years old. He's the only modern-era figure skater to win medals in 4 Olympics. And he helped Russia win the team gold over the weekend. But he started to practice, and he's had 12 surgeries, apparently. He fell on a triple axel, a move that you do, and he said it was like a knife in his back. He said it was just awful. So he skated toward the coaches. He was bent over. He tried to loosen up. He went to the referees, and I think the crowd thought he was going to skate, and he kind of put his hand over his heart and all that stuff, but he just couldn't do it. He knew he couldn't do it. So they announced his name. The crowd goes crazy, but then they announced that he withdrew. And he said, you know, before that injury, he was going to go out in style, but, you know, he spent it on the team. So the team got the gold, but he just couldn't do it. He couldn't skate. An incredible athlete. He won Olympic silver in 2002, 2010. He won a gold medal in 2006. Of course, he won this medal with the group. And he was Russia's only man in the competition, so they didn't have anyone that's going to finish there. So some strange things happening in the figure skating competition. And then one of the American men fell, too, and he finished his program. but it was pretty tough for him as well. So there were a couple of strange events there. You know, you forget it's such a physical sport that they have, like, look at all the surgeries he had. They have back problems and knee problems and hip problems and all of that. And in your 30s, you're in figure skating, you are getting up there. The U.S. swept the ski slopestyle. That was good news, and that certainly helped in the medaling, because if you notice when I said the totals, the U.S. has 12 medals tied with the Netherlands, now just one behind Norway. So that was good to see. They nailed that, had it in the bag, and obviously very comfortable in that sport. The problem is in some of the other sports, like the bobsledding and whatnot, that's where it gets tougher. The Europeans are so, I mean, they are so incredible in those winter sports. I said it before that what we're seeing is, and we have incredible athletes, so I don't want to take that away from any of the athletes there, but what they have to compete with and where they have to go to compete, I guess Park City, Utah. We talk about really snow, cold, perfect. Utah in the States really is a great place for practicing. I mean, just a great place because of how much snow you get and the kind of snow you get and, you know, all that stuff. So most of the athletes end up passing through there. So if we break down the count a little bit more, we've got 4 golds for the U.S., 2 silvers, and 6 bronze medals at this point. And winning, having the sweep in the freestyle ski slope, like I said, was really a super, super big thing for the United States and helped in the medal count. You had Josh Christensen. He was the leader in that group. You had Gus Kenworthy and Nick Goper, who won silver and bronze. So Josh Christensen winning the gold set the tone for sure, which is interesting too, because the guy who won the bronze was kind of a controversial pick. Some felt there were better skiers, but hey, he did well, and Christensen did well. Thanks for listening to This Hour of America tonight. Happy Valentine's weekend.
I cried a tear, you wiped it dry. I was confused, you cleared my mind. I sold my soul, you bought it back for me, and held me up, and gave me dignity. Somehow you needed me, you gave me strength to stand.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.